All right, Josh, do we want to bring this tweet to the light? What is this?
I can, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was tipped off to a tweet from Carrie Champion. I said, that cannot be real. I need to see it for myself.
Carrie Champion.
Because that's what a journalist does. He doesn't believe anything on first glance.
What channel is Carrie Champion on now?
The ESPN.
She's still on ESPN? Right? Okay, good. I don't know.
Who's anywhere?
Who works for anybody anymore? Right.
She tweeted 51 minutes ago now. Just got a text from my friend. He says, tonight is LeBron's last game in purple and gold.
All right, Carrie Champion's friend reported it first.
Is that friend Adele?
Who knows? Where's LeBron going to play next year?
The Garden.
Is he going to play? Well, is there a reason? Has Bronny committed anywhere yet out of the portal? Because everybody thought he was going to Duquesne, right?
Right. The buzz was Duquesne or the draft.
He hasn't committed anywhere yet.
Right.
Interesting. Maybe they both team up for some real bad team that needs to sell some tickets. Who's out there? The Hornets?
The Charlotte Hornets.
Perfect.
The Detroit Pistons.
Very, very good. Another thing that happened over the weekend, you may not have noticed because you probably weren't watching if you were a Nebraska fan, because Nebraska did not get one single player drafted this weekend. I'd like to take a moment and just talk about how insane that is. It is also the second time in the last six drafts that Nebraska has not had one single player drafted in the draft.
Now, they do this draft every April.
Every single year. You have congratulations to the guys who went out and signed free agent deals and are going to show up in training camp and hopefully make rosters and stick around for a little while, maybe some practice squads in there. But Nebraska did not have one single player drafted.
That's really interesting because Iowa Western had a player drafted.
Iowa Western had a player drafted. Here are some other schools that had a player drafted.
Oh, okay.
Eastern Kentucky.
Ooh.
Holy Cross. The University of British Columbia.
What?
Yep. Findlay. UConn. Thought I'd throw them in there. Southeast Missouri State.
That's Ryan Flournoy from Iowa Western.
Yale. All of those schools had players drafted, but not the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I would like to add one more.
Oh, go ahead.
Because it's hilarious.
Throw as many in there as you want.
The Toronto Argonauts.
The Toronto Argonauts.
That's not a college.
I was hoping that somebody, I mean, I guess we did have the University of British Columbia, so that's pretty close.
Oh, it could. Is that the same guy, maybe?
No, I was just hoping that we would have a super duper obscure one. I don't think it's the same guy. Anyway,
I don't know much about Quantez Stiggers, I'll be honest.
I don't know anything at all.
No college.
No college.
No college.
No college had a player drafted. Nebraska didn't. All right, the other big news from over the weekend, outside of Dylon and storms and what else, you know, Charles Barkley being funny.
Storms, by the way, 1620thezone.com/tornado relief if you're looking for a way to help.
Plenty of good options on there for you to donate your time and money if you can spare it. That's from Jeff Passan late last night. Major League Baseball plans to address its uniform fiasco after changes this spring to the standard jerseys and pants led to widespread complaints from players and fans. That's you and I, Josh.
Yes.
Not players, fans. The memo from the Players Union was obtained by ESPN on Sunday night. The prominent modifications include a return to larger lettering on the back of the jerseys, which now seem gigantic. I saw pictures of jerseys from last year today, and I thought, oh my God, why are the letters so big? They will also be remedying mismatched gray tops and bottoms and addressing the new Nike jersey's propensity to collect sweat, according to the memo distributed to players by the PA on Sunday.
I have noticed that.
Many have, Josh. The changes, which will happen at the latest by the beginning of next season, will also include fixes to the pants, widely panned this spring for being see-through.
That's right.
Remember when all that time during spring training where you could see everyone's balls?
A lot of ball chat in spring training.
There sure was.
People forget.
Here's the quote from the players' union in the memo to the players. Quote, "This has been entirely a Nike issue." Just threw Nike right under the bus.
Get the license plate on that bus.
At its core, what has happened here is that Nike was innovating something that didn't need to be innovated.
That is a very harsh
it
PR
is.
Statement.
And it probably, calms the waters a little bit for Fanatics, who took some strays, it sounds like. Fanatics, you're off the hook. Congratulations, it was just Nike. We just assumed that Fanatics was worse.
Whatever so in we, our nation's history would lead me to believe that Fanatics made an inferior product.
The union absolved Fanatics, the manufacturer of the uniform that has received the majority of public scorn for the uniform mess, saying that the company, quote, recognizes the vital importance of soliciting player feedback, obtaining player buy-in, and not being afraid to have difficult conversations about jersey or trading cards. Our hope is that, moving forward, Nike will take a similar approach.
Pay no attention to the fact that the players' union has a share in Fanatics.
Oh.
Pay no attention to that detail. It doesn't matter here.
But, yeah, we're just taking the bus and we're just rolling it back and forth. They're going to be like dough, pasta dough. Nike is after this entire thing. I'd like to read you a few more lines of this story because it's really hot. Pretty good comedically. While the new uniform debuted at the 2023 All-Star Game, its rollout this spring led to reams of bad publicity. The shrinking of the letter size on players' name plates gave jerseys an amateur look. The pants, which according to the memo, will return to the higher quality zipper used in 2023. I didn't know they had zipper problems.
I didn't either.
Has a myriad of issues, including the see-through fabric, a lack of tailoring, and rips and tears that players believed were unnecessary. Nike's partnership with baseball began in 2019 when it took over as the league's official uniform supplier as part of a 10-year, $1 billion deal. Quote, "We cautioned Nike against various changes when they previewed them in 2022, particularly regarding the pants. MLB has been, aware of our concerns as well. Unfortunately, until Nike's position has essentially boiled down to nothing to see here, players will need to adjust." And here's the final line of the story, which I thought was the best if you read all the way through. MLB declined to comment. Nike did not offer immediate comment when reached by ESPN. Fanatics did not respond to a request for comment. The MLBPA declined to comment. So good.
That's great because there's a much more succinct way to say that.
Yeah.
But
Passan
chose not to.
Yeah, Passan wanted to make it pretty clear. It's like they're gonna try and fix this and then pretend like it never happened. And throw Nike into the bus in the meantime. Which is honestly admirable.
Now
you gotta blame somebody for this.
This is a bit of a slow process, like Paul Lucas, who joined us a couple weeks ago, which, if you missed that radio replay, was a great segment that we did with him. Probably not going to start swapping these out until next season because you get the issue that he brought up where the retailer has the old, but customers are ordering the new, things like that.
Yep.
But we affected real change.
Good job, guys. Way to go. I'm proud of all of you.
We didn't let up. Even when people said, oh, just get over it.
I couldn't watch a game. I still can't watch a game and not think, what the hell is going on? Why are these uniforms so bad? They look the same, but just different. Different enough.
Just a little bit.
All right. More football coming. Spring game reactions from Sam McEwen from the Omaha World Herald. He had his Rewind column out this morning. I would encourage people to give it a read. We'll ask him about a few of the things that are in there and more. Coming back on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.